It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. The same people who led a revolution in Ukraine are claiming an election victory. Exit polls gave them a slim lead in yesterday's parliamentary voting. They say they will reform their governing coalition, but their advantage may not be enough to end years of political crisis in Ukraine. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Kiev.
If there was one clear winner in the elections, it was Orange Revolution heroine Yulia Tymoshenko. Exit polls gave the former prime minister's bloc a second-place finish with 10% more votes than it won in elections last year. The glamorous party leader, still wearing her trademark crown of braided hair, swept into her campaign headquarters to announce a victory for democracy.
Ukraine voted decisively for democratic forces, and we have to live up to the people's trust in us. No one can take away the victory Ukraine has scored.
Exit polls suggested pro-Western President Viktor Yushchenko's bloc would take third place. The results appear to give the Orange Coalition less than a 1% advantage. But Tymoshenko said it was enough for her to ask the president to form a new government.
Tomorrow, I will ask the president to form a coalition of democratic forces. We will put together a new government within days.
The Orange Coalition first took power after street demonstrations over a rigged presidential election in 2004 brought President Yushchenko to power. But bitter infighting split the Orange team a year later when Yushchenko fired Tymoshenko from her post as prime minister. Both sides say they've learned their lessons since then and have drawn up an ironclad agreement over a major reform program for the country. Yuri Lutsenko, the top candidate of President Yushchenko's bloc, said it was ready to back Tymoshenko's return to the prime minister's office.
The election results are a victory for our entire team of democratic forces. It may be a small margin, but it nevertheless shows Ukrainians have chosen a European path of development over the neo-colonial policies of the previous government.
That government was led by the pro-Moscow Party of Regions, which won the most votes in yesterday's elections. That's probably not enough to block the Orange camp from taking power, but the party's leader, Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych, was defiant. Across town from Tymoshenko's campaign headquarters, the grim-faced former metal worker told reporters his party would form a ruling coalition.
It's a carte blanche.
We consider the election's results a carte blanche for our party to form a new government. Tomorrow, I'll invite our partners for talks about forming a new coalition.
With both sides claiming victory, the stage appears set for a possible confrontation as official results are announced on Monday. Two other parties also won seats in parliament, and the election's outcome may be decided by the centrist bloc of former parliamentary speaker Vladimir Litvin. His spokeswoman Olga Dmitritsaeva says so far he's keeping mum about his preferences.
Vladimir Litvin isn't tied down by any agreements over joining a coalition. It's still too early to say if he'll join any coalition at all.
The Orange forces say all their efforts are going into making sure the vote count is fair. Both sides have accused each other of falsifications, although they say they're not significant enough to alter the election's results. As Ukrainians wait for the official tally to be announced later today, analysts say the Orange camp's small apparent margin of victory means even if they're declared the winners, they'll have a difficult time trying to lead the country out of its ongoing political deadlock. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Kyiv.